Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the audio conference of Sanepar Sanitation Company of Paraná. You're going to see the results for the first quarter of 2019. This presentation may have future considerations related to the perspectives of the business, estimations of operational results, financial results, and also the growth of Sanepar. This is based on the expectations of the administration of Sanepar regarding its future, and also the continuous access to capital to finance the business company. Such future considerations are not a guarantee of performance because they do depend on changes in the market conditions and governmental rules, as well as other factors. Also, there are risks and documents that are presented here but may change. We inform you that every participant will only listen to the presentation. After the presentation, we'll begin with a Q&A session for 30 minutes. To begin, we'll turn it over to our Financial Director, Abel Demétrio. Good morning. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. Here we have the Operations Manager, Paulo Alberto, our President, Claudio, also the Regulations Manager, Nyura, Accounting Manager, Financial Manager, and Sonival. To begin, I'll turn it over to Mr. Claudio Stad.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you for your participation here today. We'll have Abel conducting the works today, but I just wanted to emphasize something before that. I wanted to say that we're working strongly on expenses cut in every area, which is very important for us. We need to understand every expense, identify them in a smart way in every different area, without, of course, losing our efficiency. I am sure that we're going to continue working on our efficiency and also expenses cut. Again, good morning, and let's all have a great conference.
Well, about the first quarter of 2019. We need to think about the volume of water and sanitation works that grew 8.2%. Our net and EBITDA is 2%, our net profit is 16.4, and our index of losses went to 17 liters per connection per day and went down in the first quarter of 2019. About the operational results for water, the measured volume went up to 0.6%. The invoiced is 6% higher. The amount of connections that we have went up 32%. We have 2.5% in water as a whole. In sewage, we have a 9% difference in the first quarter of 2019. Looking at the history, we think that it is aligned with the first quarters of 2014, 2015, and 2016, where we had over 3%. Also in terms of non-payment, it is also aligned with the history that we have for every first quarter of each year. The efficiency, as I was saying, has been stable. About the invoiced volume, it went up in the first quarter of 2019 in comparison with last year. You probably remember that it rained a lot, and this year, actually, on the contrary, January and February were really warm in our state, so it helped increase the consumption. Now, the performance indicators and financial obligations. The company continues with an aligned non-payment rate, BNDES and
some other indexes that we have for net debt and EBITDA went down 1.51%, and historically we had up to 3%. We also think that covenants are in line with the rest of the covenants of the company, as well as the contracts of KCW, which also has covenants. There we have the traditional covenants and also some other debt scores that have to be under 0.6%, and we actually have 0.47%. Now, for the first quarter of 2019, we had 49 in last quarter and 47 now. And now we have 47 for EBITDA, which is stable. About the net profit, I said before, we had a growth of 9.9%, so 1,000,000,099,000,000. The EBITDA and the EBITDA margin was with a margin of 42%. We have then an increase of 18%, and the ROIC went up to 646 million reais. For cash generation, cash conversion, we generated 642 million versus the first quarter of 2018. Our short-term debt is 532 million reais. Our average cost in debt is 9.5% superior to the first quarter of last year because of an increase in inflation, basically. Basically because of IPCA. Our cap is 213 million reais, going up 3.8% against the first quarter of 2018. Now, our CAPEX went up around 9% in other areas, so 44% of the investments and 12% of the total. About the conference that we had last time, someone asked about judicial processes as well for constructions and for administrative goods as well. These are the main factors related to element one, as you can see. Now, about cash conversion, which was 73.9, it went to 72.5, and there are two effects to this, but they didn't really impact in the generation of the judicial deposits. It's 36.9 because of a process, and the second is the payment of the second installment of 30 million reais. So these are non-recurring payments of 17.6%. About the results released then, our net income went up. We had a net profit of around 6% going up. In materials, 15.8%. Electricity, 21%. 3.4% for sewage. For taxes, it went up 23.4%. For credit, it was 30.4%. And for other expenses, 49.4%. That was the variation. So what contributed here for our better net income really is the rates that we started implementing after May 2018. In materials, we had a variation of 15.8%, and the main item has to do with treatment materials because of regulations that represented 92% of that increase. Now, about electricity here, it also had an increase, a substantial increase. Last year, we had an increase of 15% approximately after June 24th, plus the increase in production generated a higher volume. So there was a red flag, and now it's a yellow flag with an increase of 21.2% in electricity.
About third parties here, we had a growth of 23.4%. The main accounts that went up would be registering and invoicing, because the company is trying to have third-party companies do that. It's trying to outsource companies to do the measurements. And we had a benefit from that after the adoption of the CPT-06 after the last quarter, because there was a new regulation established. Now, in maintenance of networks, we also had an increase that was relevant, around 12.6%, with a significant value here. And this helps balance the operational losses. Now, about the taxes, it went up 7% approximately, and it has to do with the environmental fund that we have to pay for. Basically, because of the payment of 2%, the monthly 2% coming from Curitiba. If we don't have access to that account of taxes is going to be negative. And remember that just like chemical products and electricity, this is about installments. Now, for environmental funds and labor funds, we had an increase of 25 million there. And 5 million out of the 25 have to do with the union of engineers that we have to work with. And it's due to a different calculation that they have now for provisions. So the impact of the provisions of the union is causing a consequence here. Now, we also have the CPT-06 changing that was established. It was 11.5 million, referring to the amortization of the rights in the first quarter of 2019. There was another account impacted here related to credit loss. This is because of the comparison basis of the first quarter of 2018, which was negative already. That's why we have this result. We did some adjustments in EBITDA due to the managerial costs, and it would go from 245 to 510 million, so the percentage would be 46.4%. Now, about the equity value, we didn't really have much change. Our debt is still 2.9 billion. Availability of cash and financial obligations with a small variation, our cash flow would be 24 days still. A little bit of an increase in provisions, a little bit in the accounts receivable. Now, for cash flow, in the adjusted net income, it was 273 million reais. We invested 212 approximately. We had a loan of 61, and we paid 91 million approximately. And we also have to think about a credit. Our cash went from 327 to over 500 million. These are the data from the first quarter of 2019. The main variations are the ones I mentioned. So now I am here to listen to all of the questions or comments that you might have. Our first question is from Carolina Carneiro, from Credit Suisse Bank. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions here. The first one, in April, I think, you approved a program for a pension plan, and you're trying to implement that program. Could you maybe tell us what the scope is for this program and when you're going to effectively implement it? Also, the other question is regarding the public consultation process with the regulatory agencies. How are you going to work with the anticipation of your rates review? we couldn't identify on the website of the regulatory agency when the program is going or the process is going to be open. So if you could maybe tell us how this is going to work, how the process is going to work, and when we're going to have a timeline and the opening of the process so that we can know, understand a little bit better. Thank you for the question. It is true that the committee approved a new pension plan program. There were a few alterations in its context because the previous plan wasn't effective anymore for what we expected. So in 2018, only 15 employees of the company adhered to it. So we want to try and stimulate people who are already retired and the ones planning to retire to, you know, have a different incentive to leave the company. Employees normally had this expectation that they would have one certain program, but then the next year it would change and they would leave, you know, their plans for the next year. We have around 500 people who are retired out of the 7,000 employees of the company. So there are some people going to retire in 2020, 2021. Once they acquire their right for retirement, we want them to implement it, to establish this, because they're going to miss their benefits if they don't. They're going to actually receive less than they should if they don't. If they don't continue with their retirement plan. We haven't released the news because we're still on a stage that we're, you know, elaborating the entire material to deliver the leaflets to the employees, and we're just waiting for some internal approvals to effectively release the program. But I think maybe after July we're going to have that ready. So it's going to be soon. Now, about the rate review, this was reviewed, this was approved around 12.3%. The regulatory agency has posed a few questions, has received a few questions from municipalities and also councillors. And right now we're working to answer such questions, because this rate of 12.3% was seen as being well higher, or really higher than the inflation and the IPCA rate that we had last year. So there is no calendar yet, no timeline. We're also expecting to release that soon, but we believe that it's not going to take longer. It's not going to take much longer. We're still thinking about the rate review first, but I think it's going to happen now in May. As soon as we have a clear positioning from the regulatory agency, we'll be communicating that. Okay, thank you. The Q&A session is going to be over the telephone. If you have a question, please press star 9. Our next question is from Renato from 11 Financial. Good morning. You have the floor. My question is about the dividends policy. Is there a study or is there a perspective to change that policy? And also, instead of having that annually, maybe that could happen twice a year. Well, good morning, Renato. Thank you for your question. In 2019, specifically, we're thinking about paying the dividends up front, but we're not really discussing that matter right now, especially because of
the current scenario, I think I would say this is not something that we're going to discuss right now, because the company is willing to invest around 2 billion reais this year. There are some other financial commitments as well. So I believe this matter is going to be, in the background, is not a priority right now. So we'll have to wait to discuss that. Again, as I said, we're focusing on the investment plan for the next 5 years. And I think this is going to bring an interesting discussion in the future about the dividends, about the installments. Also, the results are measured every day, every year, sorry. And we're going to start discussing that 60 days after the stakeholders meeting. Now, about the deadline for payment from the beginning of the process until we have the actual dividends. Are you going to change that policy? Because it shouldn't have this gap, I think. Well, Renato, right now, I know that there is some criticism about our policy, but it's the policy that we have to follow. We're just obeying the policy. So, yes, there might be some changes in the policy and in the statute to do this in a different way. It's not in our agenda, but if we think it is a demand, we might change that. Okay, thank you. Our next question is from Thais Irata from Valor Economico.
Good morning.
My question has to do with the MP for sanitation. How is this going to change your business, this provisional measure? Well, thank you for the question. Our expectation is that we are going to have a better consensus between what's public and what's private, both for one side and the other. But the measure still has to be approved, this provisional measure. It depends on the vote. I think the last one wasn't unanimous, so it might be difficult. And what we need is to put together all kinds of capital, so public and private. We understand that it has to be a sum of efforts coming from both sides, so we can have something universal. But I believe that we have a good service level. We have some signed contracts already, and we can't just have a provisional measure be established out of the blue. We also have to think about legal issues, because if there is a problem in that regard, it's not going to be good for the sector. We understand that this has to be debated, and we need to listen to every part. Okay, thank you. If you have a question or a comment, just press star 9. Our next question is from Carolina Carneiro from Credit Suisse Bank. You have the floor. I have an additional question here about the adjustment rate that you're going to implement. We understand that the intent is to cover for the fund in Curitiba, but I just wanted to make clear if the entire balance has been included or there's something to be included in the future in the next rate adjustment, just so we know that what you were trying to cover for has already been covered. Okay. Well, this adjustment is considering the numbers or the figures for 2018. So all the municipal costs, they are included in the adjustment. Of course, in Curitiba, we have 3 installments, as was explained before, and we have 2 installments to be included in 2019. So that might be included in the future adjustment. But whatever it was in 2018 has to do with these municipal costs. Okay, thank you. If you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please press star 9. We have a question from Thais Irata from Valor Economico. You have the floor. I just wanted to reinforce something about the provisional measure. I would like to understand, if it is approved, how that's going to impact the business of the company. I mean, your contracts, they would be maintained. Do you have a perspective of how long it would take for the portfolio to be valid? How would it impact your contract? Well, we have 346 cities in Paraná and Santa Catarina. Our contracts, we have contracts that are signed for normally 30 years approximately. And we have a remaining period of time of 24 years for the most of our contracts. So this gives the company a lot of time to prepare for any changes if the provisional measure is approved. The other issue here, the other thing is, after the amortization, this is going to also go for indemnization. So since the company has invested a lot in different systems, we also have to think about that matter. The company has to be previously, has to receive previously an indemnization if there is a rupture in contracts. So we believe that over the next few years, we'll be able to prepare for the new MP or provisional measure if that is approved. We also remind you that we have a great participation in Paraná, 100% of the water. And for sanitation, we have 78% approximately. So this is well above the national average, which we understand that in, and we understand that we have a competitive advantage in that regard, and that can be used in our favor, even if the bill passes. Okay, thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to ask through pressing star 9. If you have a question, please press star 9. question, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. Again, please press star 9 if you have any questions or comments. If you have any questions, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. you have any questions, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. If you have any questions, please press star 9. audio conference has finalized. We thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.